Joining us this morning, City Council President Richard Squirman is here. And we were just talking before we started, like, normally do the sessions go 7-8 hours like that?
Well,
I mean,
you know,
they just keep getting longer and longer.
More and more. So we're talking about starting them early, because I don't think council makes good decisions, that late at night. And it's not fair to the public to have to wait there all afternoon and to the early evening.
And, to talk about that.
Yeah. So we've talked about starting them at 9 or 10 in the morning, which is what we used to do when I was on council before. And I think that's a healthier time.
Probably a good idea. Yeah, because like we were saying, the city's growing so fast, lots to discuss.
Oh,
right?
Gosh. And, we deal with all the land use issues. So, as it's growing, we have to approve everything and, annexations and all the different moving parts that we're dealing with right now.
So let's talk about that. Let's start. There's going to be, it sounds like, was it voted yesterday, talking about swapping land before City Council kind of made those decisions, but then it has been proposed that maybe it needs to go to the community for a vote, and that was discussed yesterday.
Yeah, that was discussed, and two proposals were favored by council. Five council members wanted to allow voters to have that choice, and that's what many other communities do around the state. Simply, if it's a dedicated park that's in use that taxpayers have paid for, in order to convey that to a private interest, you would have to have a vote of the people. But there are several council members that wanted council to have that final decision, and they were willing to go with a supermajority. And just for the expediency of the land deal, sometimes there's tax advantages to do it in a year. You can't wait for an election. And so it's really about who trusts who. Do the citizens trust the council to make these decisions, or do they trust themselves?
So it looks like it's going to move forward. Possibly, the decision is going to be made in November. Is that or you guys did vote?
Well,
to finalize
we voted at least temporarily. We're not sure what it means to possibly have two of them on the ballot, so voters would have a choice: council or themselves. And but we have to get the city attorney to really give us the legal opinion about what that means. We may not be able to do that because they could be competing with each other, and it may be difficult to understand how to implement them. Or what if people vote for both, and how do you judge as whoever gets the most votes? And so it's a complicated one, and we may end up just going forward with one, or maybe delayed until we can figure this out.
So still some discussion.
Still some discussion. We have a second reading on both of them, and that will then codify it one way or the other.
And the land swap with the Broadmoor, that irked a lot of people, didn't it?
Well, yes, and I, obviously I was involved with it. I opposed it. We wanted it to go to a vote of the people. There were good reasons on both sides, and so I'm not even sure the voters would have gone with my side of things, but I always feel like you should have that trust. So we did that with all the TOPS purchased properties. It has to be a vote of the people in order to convey them, and so this is a good discussion. I think we need to have this as a community.
Well, and another top discussion, and it looks like there's going to be actually some town halls about this. The concern about, interactions with humans and bears, especially west of the I-25 corridor there in the foothills. And now City Council is discussing bear-resistant trash cans.
Yeah, and so we're talking about requiring people to have trash cans if they put their garbage out, not the morning of. So only the people that like to have it out for 3 or 4 days or the night before, because that's what you can't really control. If it's the morning of, there's a lot of people out there, to the garbage companies, and the bears are usually, able to stay away. But if you want to leave your garbage out for 3 or 4 days, we may require that you have a locked garbage can that bears can't get into. And the sad part is, we had to euthanize 30 bears in 2017. Mm. Once they get accustomed to food, they break into houses. They'll go into screen doors. It's just it's
not ridiculously good memory. They remember.
Oh gosh! In fact, some bears are even good at hibernating until garbage day. That's how smart they are. But these bears are 450 pounds. They should be 300. They're eating a lot of people food.
Now, is Colorado Springs City Council kind of looking at what happened in Manitou Springs, because they did require folks to go to a bear-resistant can?
Yeah.
And has Colorado Springs City Council been kind of watching that and seeing the results of
exactly
that?
So they've had some success in Durango the same way. Yeah. Same requirement. If you put it out the morning of, from 5 a.m. to 7 at night, you're fine. But if you want to put it out a couple, 3 days before, then you have to have a bear proof. And it's worked for them. They've really had a lot less instances of bear human contact.
Now, there are a couple town halls to get everybody's input on this. When are those town halls coming up?
Well, there's one on the 22nd, okay. And it's at a fire station. I can't remember the name of it on the northwest side. Fire Station 18.
Yeah.
At 6 to 7:30, and then there's one on the 29th that I'll run on the at the Westside Community Center.
Okay.
Because those are the areas that we'll do it. We'll do it west of I-25. We're not going to require everybody in the city, just people that live in the in that wildland urban interface.
And I'm sure, I'm assuming on the city council website, there's details about those town
halls.
Yeah, so,
and we want people to come and give us their opinions. You know, this is a little bit of a financial burden for people that want to leave their trash out for several days at a time. They may have to spend a couple $100 on a garbage can.
Yeah.
7:42. We'll continue with Richard Scorman in just a moment. We'll talk about the extension to the 2C road tax in a moment. Thank you for joining us on KRDO's Morning News.
And this morning we are talking with City Council President Richard Scorman, and we were talking earlier about some stuff heading to the November ballot, and one of those is Tabor. So it looks like City Council voted yesterday to send something to the ballot in November about retaining the money.
Yeah, it's $7 million. It's about $30 per household of money you would get refunded in a utility bill. And we're asking to keep it for several parks all around the city. They really are ones that are geographically distributed, but are just really hurting. Places that need Cottonwood Park needs a ball fields. We need a big expansion down in the southeast at Panorama Park to really
right.
make that
yeah, okay.
friendly for kids.
Yeah.
We need places where the tennis courts have grass growing in them. We would like to repurpose them and have them be tennis and pickleball. And so these are real specific projects. It's really what the Tabor bill was about. If we can ask for permission to keep it and give the specific reasons why and the exact money that we're going to spend, we are hopeful that the voters will say yes. But they'll have a choice. If they want that $30 back in their utility bill, then that's their choice. But we would like to use the money. There's about $150 million in capital projects in the park department that need lots of tender, loving care. And so we're just trying to chip away at that.
Yeah. And then there was another one that is also going to the ballot, right?
2C road project.
Yeah, so 2C, we're not sure if it's going to be called that again. It depends on where it ends up in the ballot.
Okay.
But that was a 5-year promise to the voters. We actually are reducing the rate that we're going to ask the voters to give us for another 5 years. We did about 1,000 miles of roads, but we were able to do the arterials.
Yeah.
We've also done, 4,000 potholes. You know, we've done a lot in the community, but we have a lot more to do. This year, this 5 years is going to be about residential streets, and that's what we want to get to next. We know that there's a lot of places that the roads are hurting. We have pretty high repair bills here. We're getting better at it, but we have a ways to go, and we're going to ask for 5 more years and see what the voters say.
And you said the rate was going to be lower, so how much lower?
Well, yeah, it's going to be a half of a penny on $10 purchase, if you can
envision
that. So,
right.
Yeah, a half a penny less. Because we're collecting more sales tax, we can make the same amount of money and ask a little bit less from the voters and for the taxpayers. And so, we're hopeful that people will think this is a good program. We're touching base every 5 years. We're not sure if we're going to extend it after that, but we want to come back and say, here's what we've done. And by the way, there's going to be specific projects. Every street's going to be listed. Another one that the voters can really get accountability for.
Right, because the 2C now, there's an entire website dedicated and timeline for all the projects, what it's working on and
Exactly. And what we were able to do really well this time, which we're all proud of, is that we worked well with utilities. So if there was a utility infrastructure issue before we went in and paved the road, we had them put that in place. And so we weren't duplicating, we weren't paving, coming back and having to repave it. And so we're working together as a city and a utility quite well.
Yeah. Well, it was a very busy day yesterday.
Oh, gosh, it was.
Yeah.
All right, City Council President Richard Scorman, always good to catch up with you, and we will have you scheduled for next month.
All right, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
7:51, KRDO's Morning News.